Avi Maria, welcome to Pro-Life to the Max, a weekly half-hour radio program under the patronage of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that is dedicated to keeping you informed on local, state, and national pro-life issues and efforts and inspiring you to get involved. I'm Monica Siefker, joined with my co-host for life, Rhonda Branham. And on today's show, we're going to be discussing the movie Unplanned, which is set to be released in theaters across the country on March 29th. Unplanned is the story about how one of the strongest supporters for reproductive rights, Abby Johnson, became, by the grace of God, one of the most ardent pro-life advocates and speakers here in the U.S. Good things are going on, and God no doubt has plans for this movie to change hearts. We'll let you know later on in the show how you can view a free screening of the movie right here in Bloomington on Thursday, March 28th. But before we get much further, Rhonda, I'm going to ask you the favor of starting us off in prayer.
Lord, we lift up to you all abortionists and their staffs, the nurses, receptionists, counselors, and all who are employed or voluntarily assisting with the killing of the unborn in any way. We place each one of them in the innermost recesses of your sacred heart, your heart of mercy, compassion, and love for all your children. We pray that they will accept the supernatural graces that you give them this day to renounce the horrific killing of your children, the psychological, physical, and spiritual harm they are doing to the women through their actions, and the tremendous spiritual, physical, and psychological harm they are doing to themselves. Give them an abundance of courage and strength to leave the culture of death. As they approach you, encourage them to draw nearer and remove the veil that covers their eyes and blinds them to the truth. Pour out your tender, loving mercy upon them that they will see the truth, the reality and the consequences of their actions. Draw them into the light of your love and penetrate their souls with the light of truth. We pray this in the holy name of Jesus through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on them and on the whole world. Amen. Well, let's go now to this week's in the news.
In a 2-1 ruling last week, the U.S. Seventh Circuit reversed an earlier injunction blocking Indiana's ban on the use of fetal tissue from aborted babies for experiments. Indiana University had filed a lawsuit in May of 2016 challenging the state's new abortion law that required abortion centers to dispose of aborted babies' remains through either burial or cremation. In the lawsuit, Indiana University had claimed that House Enrolled Act 1337 would impair its scientists' academic freedom and would shut down research efforts to uncover treatment for neurological disorders and other diseases. In the latest ruling, the court rejected District Court Judge Jane Magnus Stinson's opinion that the language of HEA 1337 is unclear. The court also rejected Indiana University's claim that the law infringes upon its academic freedoms and also stated that the university, as part of Indiana, is not entitled to sue its own state. We applaud the Seventh Circuit for upholding Indiana's right to block the use of tissue from aborted babies for experimental purposes, Indiana Right to Life President and CEO Mike Fichter stated in a press release. This law affirms the dignity and humanity of aborted children by preventing their body parts and tissue from being trafficked and exchanged as material for ghoulish experiments. The movie Unplanned, based on a biography of the same name and documenting the conversion story of former Planned Parenthood director Abby Johnson to the pro-life movement, is set to be released in theaters across the country this coming week. Here locally, two free screenings of the movie are set for Thursday, March 28th at 7 p.m. and on Sunday, March 31st at 6 p.m. at the AMC Classic Theater No. 12 at 2929 West 3rd Street. Viewers are asked to show up at the theater between 6:15 and 6:30 p.m. for the March 28th screening. The free tickets can be obtained at a table there in the lobby. The auditorium seats 135 people. You can obtain free tickets for the Sunday, March 31st showing by going to the Facebook page of Students for Life at Indiana University and clicking on events, where you will be directed to a form to fill out. Future showings at the same theater can be found by going to unplannedfilm.com. Stay tuned for today's Pro-Life to the Max show to learn more about why you should plan to see Unplanned. And mark your calendars now for the next Jericho Walk, scheduled for Thursday, April 11th at 8:30 a.m. at the Bloomington Planned Parenthood. The Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate will lead the march around the abortion center, encircling a couple of city blocks seven times as an image of Our Lady, Ark of the New Covenant, is carried in procession and the rosary is prayed. Plan to arrive around 8:15 a.m. so everyone can get organized. Parking is available at the metered spots for $1 per hour or in the adjacent Seminary Park parking lot. That's Thursday, April 11th at 8:30 a.m. for the next Jericho Walk. And more than 120 mothers have chosen life for their unborn babies since the Lenten 2019 40 Days for Life campaign began on Ash Wednesday, March 6th. The campaign is being held in 377 cities around the world, including right here in Bloomington. You can sign up to participate locally by going to 40daysforlife.com/Bloomington to register and sign up for an hour to come and pray at 421 South College Avenue. 99 abortion centers where these campaigns have gone on have now closed thanks to the prayer and fasting of participants, making 40 Days for Life one of the most fruitful means of helping to end abortion. Finally, around 25 women from Illinois, Tennessee, Kentucky, and various Indiana counties came to the Bloomington Planned Parenthood this past Thursday to end the life of their unborn child. As neighboring states like Tennessee and Kentucky pass new pro-life measures, Bloomington is seeing more women from these states coming here for an abortion. Prayer warriors and sidewalk advocates continue to be on hand all day every Thursday to offer prayer, love, and support to the women coming in, hoping that they will reject the violence of abortion and choose life. And that's your weekly In the News. Well, in his 1994 encyclical, The Gospel of Life, Pope St. John Paul II wrote, "We are facing an enormous and dramatic clash between good and evil, between the culture of death and the culture of life. We find ourselves not only faced with, but necessarily in the midst of this conflict. We are all involved and we all share in it, with the inescapable responsibility of choosing to be unconditionally pro-life." Well, not only did Pope St. John Paul II know a thing or two about the horror of abortion and the advancing culture of death on all fronts, but he also knew a thing or two about how to conquer this advancing army by means of using beauty, art, and film. In fact, in 1999, he wrote a letter to artists addressing all who are passionately dedicated to the search for new epiphanies of beauty so that through their creative work as artists, they may offer these as gifts to the world. So, Rhonda, I'll bet Pope St. John Paul II would have been delighted with what's coming out of Hollywood lately in some key attempts to evangelize the world to the gospel of life.
You know, I think he would have been pleased, Monica. You know, let's not forget that in his early youth, then Carol Wojtyla was an actor and playwright. He knew the power that art and theater had to change the world for either good or ill. In a letter to one of his mentors, Carol wrote, "Let theater be a church." And Monica, within the past year, there have been three major pro-life films in the works. First, we had Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, which was in theaters last October and November and is now available on DVD. There is also Roe v. Wade, the movie, which will feature Academy Award-winning actor John Voight, who actually played Pope John Paul II in a television miniseries several years ago, as well as actor and producer Nick Loeb. Unfortunately, Roe v. Wade, the movie, is facing some fierce opposition right now as Facebook is blocking this project and they are having trouble getting the money they need to finish production. So we'll see if they are able to get that movie out in theaters sometime this summer. And then finally, the movie we are going to be talking about today that is set to be released on March 29th, Unplanned, the story of how Abby Johnson went from being a Texas Planned Parenthood director who counseled thousands of women about their reproductive choices and participated in upwards of 22,000 abortions to a woman who was transformed by the love of God through the people involved with 40 Days for Life.
Wow, Rhonda. So as you mentioned, that's three major pro-life Hollywood films that have been in the works recently, and each one has its own incredible story to tell. Well, as listeners may recall, we were blessed to have Abby Johnson on Pro-Life to the Max just this past January, and we spoke with Abby about many different things, including about the upcoming film Unplanned, which is based on her own biography of the same name. Let's take a listen again to what Abby Johnson had to tell us.
So, Abby, you have a big year coming up. Your book Unplanned is being made into a movie. Where did this idea come from, and are you involved in the making of the film?
Yeah, so about 4 years ago, I got an email from the directors. I didn't know who they were. I had never in my life considered turning my book into a film, never even thought that would happen. And I got this email from these two guys. I looked up their names and I saw that they were the directors for God's Not Dead. And I thought, oh, okay. This is actually like, you know, this isn't like somebody trying to run a production right. in their basement. This is like big time.
This is big time.
And so I started praying and we had a conversation. They're Catholic, very strong Catholic men. And we were like praying rosaries together and all this. And
wow.
Yeah, we just felt very led to go ahead and move forward. And so they started writing the screenplay. It took them a long time. I think they thought, well, we'll just take the book and turn it into a screenplay. And they did that. And their first screenplay was like a 4-hour movie. So they're like,
wow.
Hey, we got to cut it back a little bit. So it took a long time just to, you know, to get it right. And so then once the screenplay was finished and I approved it, everything sort of went into fast forward after that. So I can't remember when I feel like the screenplay was, I feel like I approved it like at the end of 2017. And then they started filming in April of 2018. They started immediately casting after that. And then they started filming, and they filmed in April and May of this past year. And I was there on set, and it was really just an incredible experience to watch other people living out your life.
Yeah.
And so now they're in final production editing, and I've seen the film. It's absolutely beautiful, really well done.
Well, as Abby just alluded to there, the producers of the Christian drama film God's Not Dead, Carrie Solomon and Chuck Konzelman, have been working to bring Unplanned to the big screen since 2014. And the two work closely with Abby, as she said, to ensure that everything in the script was totally true. Rhonda, I was blessed to meet Chuck Konzelman at the SEEK conference in Indianapolis this past January. I was up there manning the 40 Days for Life booth and trying to promote the movie Unplanned, and Chuck was there with his own booth trying to do the same. He came over to introduce himself, and what a delight he is. He's so funny and very witty. And just to illustrate this point, when Chuck's co-producer, Carrie Solomon, was telling an interviewer about how, because they were telling a story that happened over a span of 8 years, that they needed to tighten it up and manipulate time a little bit, Chuck Konzelman jumped right in and he said, well, yeah, if the gospel writers were allowed to condense time, I think we're allowed to do the same thing. So he's good-natured and just funny. And it does take very special souls and people who can find the humor in the little things in order to do this kind of work in Hollywood. And I'm sure Chuck and Carrie are preparing for pushback with the release of this film. But they are also both good, holy men who know that this movie is ultimately God's work and that He is in control.
You know, our Lord said in Matthew 10, verse 16, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and simple as doves." So Chuck and Carrie followed our Lord's advice. When they began to undertake this project, they placed a strict embargo upon anyone who had anything whatsoever to do with the film. There were to be no social media posts whatsoever and no press mentions until after all the filming was completed. It was all kept secret. Of course, they did this because they feared that if word got out that they were making this film, there would be lots of protest and always the possibility that the movie would not be completed, which is what we see happening now, as previously mentioned, with the film Roe v. Wade. Chuck and Carrie also sat down with each cast member before signing them on, warning them that they could face backlash by doing this film and that their careers might be ruined, given how controversial the abortion issue is.
Yeah, well, kudos to those actors and actresses, and let's keep them all in prayer. Now, this is a biopic, and so the film will chronicle the time from when Abby Johnson first became involved with Planned Parenthood all the way through her miraculous conversion into the pro-life movement. And so viewers are going to see, replayed out in the film, that fateful day when, as a junior at Texas A&M, Abby, who is played, incidentally, by Ashley Bratcher, stopped by a volunteer fair that was being held in the student union and, browsing through the numerous displays, became attracted to the table of a nonprofit organization decked out in hot pink, Planned Parenthood. Now, Abby, having a genuine heart for wanting to help people, was really pulled in by the message of that Planned Parenthood college recruiter, which was, "We are all about helping women in crisis and not judging or shaming them. Our goal is to make abortion rare by providing community education and birth control." Now, after that long talk with the Planned Parenthood recruiter, Abby left the table, having signed up as a volunteer and finding a cause that she thought was worth fighting for. And these are the types of scenes from Abby's life that we're going to see in the film.
Yeah, we're going to be shown Abby's experiences in the abortion industry as both a volunteer and then as a director of a Planned Parenthood facility, what she goes through with her own two abortions, her assistance in an ultrasound-guided abortion, and the unsettledness that she experienced following this, and her eventual coming to the Coalition for Life office for help because she knew that she could no longer continue counseling women to have abortions. Let's have a listen now to the trailer for Unplanned.
Abby Johnson is in the other room.
Here.
Our first order of business is to present Planned Parenthood's Employee of the Year Award, Abby Johnson.
There's a fire inside, you can feel. This is Abby. She's our newest volunteer escort. Abby, this is Cheryl D'Alessandro.
I'd be the youngest director in Planned Parenthood history.
You'll actually be in charge of the abortions at your clinic.
I have a chance to make a real difference.
No matter what you do for the rest of your life, you're still going to be a baby killer.
The only thing that's changed is you, Abby. Can you even hear yourself talk right now about these procedures? These are little babies.
I'm not going to apologize for doing a job that helps women in crisis.
There's still a part of me that isn't sure.
I know. But the one thing that all experts agree on is that at this stage, the fetus can't feel anything.
Sorry to bother you, but they need an extra person in the back room. Are you free?
It was like it was twisting and fighting for its life.
We commend the souls of these hundreds of children. And Lord, we pray to end abortion.
I really appreciate what you've done for us. I'll not forget it.
22,000 abortions. How do I even comprehend that?
Rough day at the office.
It's your dad and me. You are our baby from the moment of conception.
We are paying you to be a perfect instrument of corporate policy. We are an abortion provider.
I can't be a part of this anymore. Everything that they told us is a lie.
Don't underestimate the repercussions of this. You gotta be careful.
Let me tell you what's going to happen if you walk through that door.
Congratulations. You've made an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
The trailer itself, and we're not even seeing any pictures, sounds so powerful. I don't know if you caught that little unborn baby's heartbeat, Monica.
Yeah, I did. And that heartbeat was eventually silenced by abortion. Well, this is not going to be an easy film to watch in many respects. But at the end of the day, this is a story about the mighty redemptive power of God and how He is at work in powerful ways, converting hearts because of the prayers and sacrifices of many, especially through the 40 Days for Life movement. Now, the producers, as well as Abby Johnson herself, felt it was necessary to place in this film simulated images of abortion. We saw how the film Gosnell thought it best not to do so, but that was because the verbal depictions were enough in that case. But in Unplanned, we're going to see what an abortion is. And I think that's okay because sometimes we need to be reminded of what is actually going on.
It's good to bring this up, Monica, because just a few weeks ago, the Motion Picture Association of America gave the film Unplanned an R rating, citing some disturbing, bloody images. This means that the film cannot be viewed in theaters by anyone under the age of 17 unless there is an accompanying parent or adult guardian.
Yeah, and once again, Chuck Konzelman piped right in with his usual wit and astuteness at the MPAA's decision to make this film R-rated. He said, "Ironically, the MPAA seems to be indirectly endorsing the pro-life position, namely that abortion is an act of violence. Even more ironically, as a result of the MPAA's decision to give us a restricted rating, many teenage women in this country who can legally obtain an actual abortion without parental permission will be prohibited from going to see our film containing simulated images of abortion without obtaining parental permission." And he sure knocks that one out of the ballpark.
And Monica, remember when Abby herself told us in our interview with her back in January that they were waiting for the rating from the Motion Picture Association of America, and they feared that it might receive an R rating? Well, Abby had so many important things to say about this. So let's revisit that conversation.
So, you know, it's not, yeah, we want to get pro-lifers there, but we want people to bring their pro-choice friends to the film.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, because it's really a film for everybody. I mean, it's not just a film for pro-lifers. It's really a film for everybody. I mean, look, if you're going to support abortion, you need to know what it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And this film is going to show you exactly what abortion is. And it's going to show you exactly what the abortion industry is and what Planned Parenthood's about. And if you walk away from it saying, yeah, I totally support what I saw in that film, okay, mm-hmm. then, you know, at least you know what it is that you support. But, you know, the problem right now is that I think a lot of people who support abortion don't actually know what they're cheering for. And so this is going to give a look into the abortion industry that honestly has never been done before. We are sort of pushing the boundaries. We think the movie will be rated R. We were hoping for PG-13, but I think because of the graphic nature mm-hmm. of what's going to be shown, we think the ratings board is going to come back with an R. So we're really sort of pushing the boundaries here in this film. But I was like, look, if we don't tell the truth, then we're lying.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be hard for people to watch. It's going to be hard even for pro-lifers in particular to watch. But we need to see it.
Yeah.
And hopefully it will really just put a fire in the bellies of pro-lifers and get them fired up to go out and get involved in the pro-life movement in a way that maybe they haven't even before.
Some very important remarks there by Abby Johnson. Rhonda, in the wake of all the recent extreme abortion legislation and the creeping acceptance of infanticide, the release of this film, Unplanned, takes on a deeper significance. And this has not been lost on the producers, Chuck and Carrie. Last month, the two spoke with Church Militant about this project, and it's worth spending a few minutes here relaying what they had to say. Chuck and Carrie told Church Militant that, of course, the film takes its name from Abby's book, but that it has double and triple entendres. The two producers said that they incorporated the word most commonly associated with unplanned pregnancies. Plus, there's a subtle pun about leaving Planned Parenthood, unplanned, which made it pretty clear that this would be the title of our film, they said. But the producers also shared how during the production of the film, there were so many unplanned challenges and miraculous solutions. We learned to walk our way through a series of seemingly insurmountable obstacles, the solution for each of which appeared at the last possible moment, Chuck and Carrie relayed. For example, 4 days away from the start of shooting, we were without a lead actress at a time when delaying our start date by even 1 day would have collapsed the entire financing structure for the film. Things like that got us used to the idea of operating in an environment where the seemingly impossible had to be accomplished on a routine basis, but the power to do so clearly didn't belong to us.
And of course, the pair, Monica, also talked with Church Militant about how everyone who worked on the film had been touched in an unexpected and unplanned ways. They could all see God working through their lives. The biggest example being the lead actress, Ashley Bratcher, who plays Abby. We mentioned before on a previous show how Ashley is an abortion survivor and how she only found out about this after accepting to play the part of Abby Johnson. Her mom had made the appointment to abort her. She actually went to the clinic and was on the table, and then she inexplicably got off the table and left. According to Chuck and Carrie, another young woman working on the set of Unplanned confessed to a past abortion and then underwent a miraculous healing from an incurable disease she had been suffering from.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, and as Abby had told us, prayer was a vital component to the making of this film. They all knew that they would need supernatural help to face the unplanned challenges and dangers to producing a pro-life movie that gets the truth out there. Chuck said, "We learned to gather together as a group, praying in earnest, and to wait for the Lord to straighten things out. It was like we were living out the old saying that God is seldom early, but never late." He also invites everyone to pray along with them so that this film can do for abortion what Uncle Tom's Cabin did for slavery: open a nation's eyes to an injustice that needs to be eradicated.
Monica, in that trailer that was played earlier, we heard an unborn baby's heartbeat, followed by these words of Ashley Bratcher playing Abby Johnson. "I saw it. It was like it was twisting and fighting for its life." Well, that unborn baby that actually lost his or her life to abortion that day in late September of 2009 as Abby held the ultrasound probe did not die in vain. That child of God is not forgotten and lives on through the testimony of Abby Johnson in this movie, Unplanned.
That's a beautiful reflection for us, Rhonda. Even though there is no definitive church teaching on where the souls of those unbaptized children who have been killed by abortion go, we place all of our trust in the Lord and find comfort in the words of Pope St. John Paul II when he wrote in the Gospel of Life that such children are now living in the Lord. An interesting little tidbit, before Vatican II, a priest always offered the Mass of the Angels for children who died without baptism, entrusting their care to the guardian angels who look upon the face of God in heaven. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that the unborn victims of abortion are martyrs who have shed their blood simply because they were created by God, yet rejected by others. No matter what ends up happening, we know for sure that God has a beautiful and magnificent plan and ultimately bringing a greater good out of the grave evil of abortion. And that little 13-week-old baby in utero that lost his life at the Bryan, Texas Planned Parenthood is a testament to that fact.
Well, we're going to see in the movie Unplanned just how big of an impact 40 Days for Life had upon the conversion of Abby Johnson and the eventual closing of the Planned Parenthood facility that she worked at. God wants to use 40 Days for Life here in Bloomington to do the same thing, and he's calling you to become a part of his beautiful plan. The Lenten 40 Days for Life campaign is in full swing, and lots of help is needed to cover the Bloomington Planned Parenthood in prayer from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. until Palm Sunday, April 14th. You can go to 40daysforlife.com/Bloomington to register and sign up for an hour of prayer, as well as to find out about special events planned during the campaign, like the Sleep No More overnight prayer vigil and the Jericho March that is being organized for Thursday, April 11th at 8:30 a.m.
And finally, Rhonda and I encourage you to plan to see Unplanned. And we've got a great opportunity for you to do just that on Thursday, March 28th at 7 p.m. at the AMC Theater at 2929 West 3rd Street. At least 100 free tickets will be made available that night, and guests are encouraged to arrive 30 to 45 minutes prior to showtime so that tickets can be distributed and everyone seated. As we talked about earlier, the movie has an R rating because of disturbing images of a simulated abortion. So viewers must be at least 17 years of age or have a parent accompanying them. Children under 6, however, are not permitted to attend. Again, this special initial screening will take place on Thursday, March 28th at 7 p.m. at the AMC Theater at 2929 West 3rd Street. More details about this night and about other showings can be found by going to 40daysforlife.com/Bloomington. Scroll down a bit to to where it says local events, and you'll eventually see the heading for Unplanned with a list of cities, theaters, dates, and times on when you can see the movie. You don't want to miss this. And be sure to bring along any pro-choice family members and friends you may have.
Thank you for being with us on Pro-Life to the Max. Until next time, let us heed the warning of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that the most deadly poison of our time is indifference. Let's pray for one another that we may be consumed with the desire to save lives and souls, to give the greatest possible honor and glory to God. Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.